intensity is pretty high with training, and our volume is getting lower as the days get closer. So we're on a bit of a taper right now. Today I had a row in the morning, and then this afternoon I had our last weight session. So a very tapered weight session. That's what today looks like. But tomorrow we have a higher intensity row. Again, a nice, like, honestly, afternoon kind of off. We just have like a mobility session. Our days are looking a lot calmer than usual.
Explain the variables, Bailey, why some days you go harder and some days you go less as hard in certain specific activities.
Yeah, so in rowing, obviously, our race is a two-kilometer race. I would call that a sprint for us. We go as hard as we can for 2 kilometers. And our boat is hoping to go, we're shooting for that seven-minute or below seven-minute mark. So in our training during, like, the winter season and such, we do a lot of kilometers, closer up to 30 kilometers of practice. And we could have multiple rows in a day. During the winter, it's a lot of miles. But as we race, prep up to racing season, it's a lot of shorter sprints, like 1,500 meters, 1,000 meter pieces, 500 meters, stuff like that, just to get our muscles firing and our bodies ready for that high-intensity racing.
We're with Bailey Hooper from Owen Sound, who will be racing for Canada at the Paralympic Games in rowing. Tell us about the discipline or the category that you're in. Can you give me a description? I take it it's a four-person team.
Yes. So I am racing in what's called the PR3 Mixed Cox 4 at the Paralympics. So what that is, it's a boat of four. We all have one oar each, which means we are a sweeping event. And in my boat, there is two males and two females, plus a coxie. Our coxie steers the race and calls the race for us. Where our boat is actually in a bucket, which means that it goes starboard, then port, then starboard.
Sounds like you're ready for it. Can you give me a description of how much time has gone into this? When exactly did the team form, and how long have you been together becoming a unit?
So I actually didn't start rowing until fall of 2017, so I am still relatively new. Some of my teammates have been rowing for over 10 years plus, but us as a group, our first race together was in 2018 at the World Championships in Bulgaria. And since then, we have a lot of training that's been done on our own, but we've come together just this past, fall of 2020, after we were allowed to be back together after the pandemic. So we've only been together since about December as a full unit here at the training center.
Days blur together, don't they? We're with Bailey Hooper. Last couple of questions as you get ready for the Paralympics in rowing. What do you know about the competition for your event? Have you met these other teams?
Our competition is very fierce. There's a lot of great teams that are going to be there. One of the most outstanding crews is the team from Great Britain. They have won the Paralympics in our event since para rowing has started, I believe. So they're just such a fierce crew. So they're definitely ones to have an eye on and for one of us to really push to stay with them. The other teams are really, really great. We're just trying to put our best race out there once we get there.
Finally, Bailey, we knew you as a competitive gymnast for a lot of years. How different or how similar is the mentality that you have to bring to rowing compared to your gymnastics career?
Yeah, for me, I'd say the mentality is the same in a lot of ways. Obviously, it's not the same sport, so it's got to be different in others. Rowing is a lot of that aerobic system that I didn't really have with dance and gymnastics. The longest routine is a minute and a half, and our 2K, like I said, we're trying to shoot for under 7 minutes, so that's a really wide range to work with. But I would say that my competitiveness is at the same level, if not more. I obviously, it's not an individual event, so I really need to work with my crew, and our crew, I think as a whole, is pretty competitive, and we only want our best out there. So I would say that it's pretty similar, if not more.
Well, good luck later this month at the Paralympic Games. We'll certainly be watching you, as will most of the county. All the best, Bailey, and thanks for this.
Thank you so much, Fred.